Show.
The Morning Show.
With Declan Meehan.
East Coast FM.
Yes, Morning Show at East Coast FM. And, well, let's do this.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us now is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick, and he's going to have a look at crime and other matters around the county. You're very welcome, John. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Declan.
A burglary, this time in Bray, is that right?
Yeah, a burglary, robbery in Lloyd's Pharmacy in Bray. And this was yesterday evening, actually, at 6 p.m. And a very upsetting incident for the member of staff. Just as it was closing up, she was approached by a male. He forced his way into the shop just as she was trying to close the door, putting her obviously in a great deal of fear. And then he made his way to the perfume cabinet, and he stole a lot of perfume bottles. And you know, perfume is expensive; it can be resold or whatever easily. And then he left the premises on foot. And the reason I'm just asking or mentioning this is I do want to appeal for any witnesses that were in the area. So that's Lloyd's Pharmacy, Castle Street in Bray. And then we're talking at 6 p.m. at closing time. So still would have been daylight, Declan, still people around. Now, the man involved in this, he had black clothing, white runners, and he was of heavy build. But people might have spotted he actually had red construction-type gloves on as well. They were red gloves described with red on the outside and black on the inside. And he left in the direction of Ravenswell. So did you see someone yesterday evening, that's Castle Street, Bray, around the shopping centre there, a male, black clothing, heavy runners, with red gloves? And we would like to hear from you at Bray Garda Station in relation to that. Luckily, the member of staff wasn't injured or wasn't harmed, but still a very upsetting, frightening incident. So if you saw anything, you might not realise what was going on, that it was actually a robbery taking place. And again, at 6 p.m. in Castle Street yesterday evening, and we're particularly interested in anyone who saw that male, heavy set male, black clothing, and particularly those red construction type gloves. If you contact Bray Garda Station, 01666 5300, or the Garda Confidential, 1-800-666-111, we would appreciate any assistance.
And a burglary in Newtown.
Yeah, this is one that happened just this day last week, Declan, in Newtown Mount Kennedy on the 15th of March. So, as I said, last Friday, and we're talking about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Now, unfortunately, this is an elderly gentleman. His door was forced open. When he spoke to the man asking them what they were doing, they told him that they were looking for identification, perhaps purporting to be a Gardaí, rifled through his property and belongings, and then left. Now, luckily for both the gentleman, he wasn't harmed and none of his property was taken. But we do think there may have been another similar incident in that kind of Kildrenan area of Newtown Mount Kennedy, or people might have seen two males. And again, this is around 9:30 p.m. So it would have been dark, but in the evening time, still people moving around. And so were you in that area? Did you see two males, perhaps one of them of slim build, maybe wearing dark clothing? Something about them maybe caught your attention. Or maybe you were driving through the area, perhaps doing a delivery or something like that, or picking up a taxi fare, and maybe this will jog your memory and you have something on dash cam. If you could go back and have a look at it, we'd certainly appreciate it. And again, if you could contact Guardian Greystones at 01666 5800, or indeed the Garda Confidential, 1-800-666-111. So that's this day last week in the evening time, 9:30 p.m. Two males in the Kildrenan area of Newtown Mount Kennedy. We'd like to hear from you in relation to that as well.
Any more of those fake fivers around?
Yeah, well, actually fake 50s, Declan. Yeah,
fake
50s. So we're still getting we're still getting reports of them, and we're still getting them received. And people may not be aware that they actually have them. And there is a very quick way to check whether you have them or not, and that's what we call the feel, look, tilt test. So if you feel your note, if you're lucky to have a couple of 50s or even 150, just feel it. It should be crisp and firm. The notes are made from cotton, Declan, so they have a different texture from normal paper, okay? And also they do have raised ink on them, so you'll feel that. Look at the note. Hold it up to the light. But what are you looking for when you hold it up to the light? You're looking for the watermark in the note, and you're looking for the security thread down the middle. You should see those, okay? And just tilt. So feel, look, tilt it, and you'll see the holograph change on your note. And that way you can rest assured that your note is genuine. And I said, well, unfortunately, we are coming across a few of them around the county, from Braid to down to Arklow. And indeed, we know they're in circulation in Shankill as well. So just something for people to be mindful of.
Okay, and the lambing season is almost upon us.
Yeah, I just want to remind your listeners that just exercise care with their dogs, you know, and keep them under control. And don't just let your dog out the door in the evening time or whatever, where they can maybe stray onto the farming land and attack attack sheep and particularly the vulnerable lambs. And obviously, any associated cost with a sheep attack does lie with the dog owner. And, you know, a dog attack, you know, even if it's by your lovely family pet, can be extremely stressful on sheep. It can stress, it can inflict savage injuries and cause stress. And there's also the economic loss for the farmers. And as I said, dog owners can be held liable for that, you know, as well as the welfare implications for the flock, which can be very, very severe and long lasting. So please just remember, under the Control of the Dogs Act, if a dog worries livestock, it's the owner or the person in charge of the dog shall be guilty of an offence. So please just be mindful, it is lambing season. We need to support our farmers. Keep your dogs in, keep them under control.
Okay, that is.
That's it for this week, Declan, yeah.
Okay, well, see you soon. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Sergeant John Fitzpatrick.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.